Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, guys, listen, all my gentlemen, is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. Studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is a former chairperson for Justice for Girls, SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of two daughters and four beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Dora Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Life of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears. Evangelist Norma Chapman with her co-host, Pastor Dora Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners that is tuning in on Facing Your Fears radio talk show on today. With your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Dora Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Our special guest today is Mrs. Sarah L. Smith, the author of My Two Katrinas. We are excited to have her on our show this evening. But before we begin, let us have our opening prayer for our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Praise God. Greetings, each and every person that's connected from around the globe to Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and truly magnify your name because you are worthy. You're worthy of the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father, we thank you today for our special guests. We thank you today for the host of Facing Your Fears. We thank you for all the people that are connecting in to receive, to hear, to be encouraged, to be uplifted, to be inspired as a result of this show and the two Katrinas as will be shared by Ms. Sarah L. Smith today. We pray that you would bless her to share clearly that everyone would receive from this show as you've always done. We believe you to do it again today to allow us to have, in your name, a great show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We truly thank our co-host for that awesome prayer on today. Our topic today, today's episode topic is My Two Katrinas. Yes, My Two Katrinas. Before we bring our special guest on today, we will give you a small summary about our topic. Today we will be discussing life, love, death, tragedy, memories, and loss. Today's episode is an amazing story that will be told by the author who wrote this awesome book, My Two Katrinas. Facing Your Fears are excited to have Mrs. Sarah L. Smith as the guest, special guest on today's show. Our guest will talk about her two Katrinas and how it affected her life. She states the unknown, and I'm quoting the unknown. Katrina put us in a place of discomfort with unknown circumstances, shelters, food, family, neighbors, and neighborhood. She also will be discussing the loss. She clearly describes in details when you born six children, you never imagined that one day you would have to live without one. But then it happened. She lost her youngest son, and she'll explain how life seemed to have ended for her as well. Wow. How many people can attest to being in the same condition? Looking back during the tragic storm, Katrina, when it drove everyone out of the city of New Orleans to evacuate, we never thought it would have been years before putting our lives back together again. Many people lost their families, their homes, jobs, children, mother, father, and nevertheless, there entire family, not knowing where each other was for months after months. Our guest will take a look back into that day with us as she take a walk down memory lane by writing her two Katrinas. Stay tuned in for this wonderful, amazing episode. All right, at this time, we're not going to go in and we're going to introduce our guest for today. Good evening, Ms. Smith.
Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, and yourself?
I'm blessed, thank God. We are so excited to have you on the show as our special guest on today. Before we begin into the topic for our topic for today, please give us a small bio about yourself.
Okay, I will. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show. My name is Sarah Smith. I'm a servant of Christ Jesus, and I serve in any way I can to his glory. I have 5 children, 11 grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. I'm retired from driving school bus and as a bus assistant. So now I get to keep my great-grandkids while their parents go to work. I currently reside in Glendale, Arizona. I'm a member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor Isaac Petrie Sr. I work with the women's ministry at the church and children's church as a teacher of the children. I have been blessed by God at 70 years old to be the author of a book called My Two Katrinas. My book was inspired by my daughter, Mrs. Corinthia Cryer. She, after she heard parts of my story as I was telling her.
Excuse me, Ms.
Yes.
I hate to cut you off, but this is
okay.
A small bio about yourself. I don't want you to get into the topic at this time because we are going to get
into
this topic in just a second. We just want to let our listeners know out there that if they tune in to Faith in Your Fears, and remember to press the number 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or any experience you might want to share on today's topic, please do so, and we'll be glad to hear from you out there. So, Ms. Smith, now we will begin to get into the topic, and I have some questions that I want to ask you and you about to answer one of them. That's why I stopped you, because I don't want you to have to answer the question twice on today. Now, can you tell our listeners what inspired you to write this amazing book titled My Two Katrinas?
Okay, as I was sharing some of our experiences with my daughter, Corinthia, you know, she said, Mama, that's a good story. You need to write that. You need to let people know what happened and how God brought you through. So, you know, time and time again, she said, write your story, Mama, write your story. So I had already started writing, and, you know, it took time. I stopped, I started, but it was really inspired by her continuing to say, write your story.
Wonderful, wonderful. And listeners, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show with yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. I understand it was only 2 months. What happened in your life? Let me ask the question. What happened when your daughter were inspiring you to write the book? What two Katrinas are you talking about? Can you enlighten our listeners on today? What is My Two Katrinas? What are your two Katrinas?
Okay, the first one is the loss of my son. He was 24 years old. He was driving tractor trailer. He was driving 18-wheeler. He always wanted to be a truck driver, but he, at that time, he was driving, and he was in, apparently ran off the road. So the loss of my son is what the first Katrina was. And the second one was the loss of our home, the actual Hurricane Katrina was the second one.
Okay. Now, after your son, after him leaving New Orleans to work, to be trained, and I understand that he was being trained for this position to become a truck driver, he was in training. What truly was the last time you saw him alive between the time he left New Orleans and the time before Katrina actually hit the city of New Orleans?
Well, the last time I saw him alive, it was like 3 weeks earlier because he had left. He was in training. He had only been out there 3 weeks when he lost his life. So I had it was 3 weeks that I saw him until up until the time of his death.
So he left in the month of June, you told me earlier.
He actually left in the month of May, but he had been out there 3 weeks, so he lost his life in June.
Okay, he died in June, okay. So
yes.
It was 3 weeks prior to him being the tragic that happened to him. Where did it actually happen, Ms. Smith?
Well, he was in Henrietta, Oklahoma. That's where it happened at.
So between the time he left home to be trained for the for this position, it was 3 weeks prior to him losing his life that you had saw your son. Am I correct? And then after then, within 2 months' time, I understand, in 2 months and 3 weeks' time after he was killed, being trained as an 18-wheeler driver, then my understanding is that you were caught up in the tragic storm Katrina. Am I correct?
Correct.
Was a trainer that was training him, or was he by himself at the time, or was there someone else with him at the time?
There was a trainer in the truck with him. They both lost their lives.
Oh, my God. My God. Listen, you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio talk show, and we are discussing with the author of the book, My Two Katrinas, and this amazing story. So that we just getting started early in the show, and just what I'm hearing so far, as you could, and as you listen to her, just attest to what happened with her in such a short period of time. Listeners, stay tuned as Ms. Smith continues to tell us about her experience with her tragic loss of her son and experience with her living in the city of New Orleans when the other devastating tragedy happened, which was Hurricane Katrina. Now, what area of New Orleans were you living in when the storm overtook the city, Ms. Smith?
At the time, we were living in what's called the Lower Ninth Ward.
My God, that was an area, I understand, that was totally destroyed. I know the whole entire city was underwater, but the Lower Ninth Ward and beyond that, Old Industrial Canal had the hardest hit during the time of Katrina. I was living in the city as well, and I was living beyond you, Old Industrial Canal, so I can attest to what tragic devastating that it was during the time of Katrina. But we're not going to get into my experience with Katrina at this time. We're going to continue listening to our special guest on today. I'm going to yield here and let my co-host come in. Maybe she has some questions, or maybe she wants to discuss a certain part of a topic that you've written about in your book, My Two Katrinas, co-host Pastor Doris.
Good evening. Good evening. I truly welcome Sister Sarah L. Smith, the author of My Two Katrinas, to the Facing Your Fears radio talk show. I would just really love to hear Ms. Smith go into her book and share with us as well as the audience as she go forward to speak as the author.
Okay. Any particular thing that you want to know about it?
Basically, just to share with us, your two Katrinas.
Okay. Well, we talked a little bit about the first one. During the time of the second one, our house, when the water came up really fast. I had no idea that it was going to be that much water. Water was covering rooftops at the time. And one of the things, and I'm so glad it happened in the daytime, because I think if it had happened at night, we wouldn't have made it. But one of the things happened is that my family and I, when the water came up, the water really literally came up to the roof of the of our home, and we had to go outside on the porch, and we stayed in the water all day long until we got help late that afternoon.
My Lord. Wow. Let me ask you a question. How did you keep it all together going through just knowing a little bit about your book and these two Katrinas? What would you share with the listeners this evening? How you kept it together through all of this, a major loss, the loss of a child, and then right after that to deal with this devastation of Katrina. What would you inspire and encourage the people today as to how you kept it together?
Well, the way I kept it together, I didn't really keep it. The Lord kept us by the grace of God, because we had no idea what we were going to do, where we were going to go. But God was always there. And sometimes because we don't see him, we don't think he's there. But God was always there. And my children and I, we prayed and we just did whatever we had to do. But at the time, that's what really helped me, prayer and the word. Because even though we were in the water, the word just kept, I'm telling you, God just kept sending a word to my spirit. The word kept, and it kept us going. It just kept us going.
Beautiful. That is so beautiful. The word and prayer kept you going.
Oh, yes.
And you said
yes.
It so beautifully when you say, I couldn't keep it together. It was God. I totally agree with you. In a situation like that, we have to look back and say, whoa, it was the Lord devastating time going through that. Would you like to continue to share with us more about your book and your chapters? I'm sure you have different chapters in there that have different meanings. Would you like to go forth and share more with us?
Yes. Well, one of the things that also happened after we were rescued and we were out of the water, we literally lived on the street for a week, and we were homeless. You know, we didn't know where we were going. We didn't know what we was going to eat. Every day was a decision-making day. You had to get up. You had to think about, okay, what are we going to do today? Where are we going to go today? We had nothing. The only thing we had was the clothes on our backs. So we didn't know where to go or what to do, but every day was decision-making day, and we had to just figure out what we were going to do. And one thing we all as a group decided to do, we decided we were going to stay together no matter what. We were not going to be separated. And eventually we were all separated. And that was devastating, because I always thought we'd be together till we got to our destination. But we all got separated. And that was one of the hurting things for me, because at that time when I got separated from my last son, I didn't know where anybody was. Nobody knew where nobody was. Some here, some there. We just didn't know.
Wow. So in the midst of the test, you had another test. You had two Katrinas in the midst of that being separated after making a decision to stay together, at least gain strength because you're all there, and then to have to deal with the fact that now I got another hit. But you speak so well, because you the key is here that you never quit. You never stopped. You kept right on going. And you say every day you made a decision. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes.
We're going to yield it back over to Evangelist Chapman so she can bring you in with your titles and discussions.
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you. We truly want to thank you again for being a guest on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show with your story, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. Remember, listeners, you can join in on this awesome conversation on today with our special guest, author of the book, My Two Katrinas, and by pressing the number one on your phone if you have any comments, questions. I just want to join in and share your experience with our special guest and on the topic, My Two Katrinas. All right. Ms. Smith, I have a question that I want to ask you. I know many listeners out there on today can attest to that same situation as being in the devastating moment in their life, as well as much and still years after the Hurricane Katrina. They're still affected by the horrible, tragic experiencing the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, as well as our co-hosts there in Miami, Florida, can attest to being in the same situation many times that they are living there in Miami, Florida, that Storm Andrew and other storms, tragic storms, have hit the city of Miami. Also, if you're living in Florida, state of Florida, if we have any listeners out there today that live in Miami or in the state of Florida or was in that tragic storm Katrina here in the city of New Orleans, we all can attest to being how devastating it is to have to relocate, leave our homes and lose all of our belongings and have to our lives have to be rearranged after such devastating experiment of losing everything that we have had for years, and maybe some memories and have to be able to live with set pictures and things that was given by our mothers and grandmothers who are no longer with us. We lost those things, you know, in the storm Katrina. And later on in the show, we're going to hear from our co-host, and she's going to give us a little, enlighten us on a little bit about what she know about being in a devastating situation such as you and I was during the time of Hurricane Katrina. But let's talk a little bit. I heard my co-host ask the question, how did you overcome? And what can you share with our listeners out there if we have a listener who have experienced the same thing you were experienced or have experienced with losing a loved one in a tragic, so soon, you know, before another tragic happened in their lives. What can you share with that listener? What would you inspire them to do? You know, like you were explaining to the co-host that said, God brought you through it. But maybe somebody out there does not know God, and they have not really been yet going through the Katrina. They yet have not been able to put their lives back together. It's been years after Katrina, and I know people are still trying to get their lives back together here in the city of New Orleans, and some people are still have to leave and be adjusted to live in another environment, another state, another city. What would you tell our listeners on today? What would be your what would you tell them to do? How to overcome the fear and how to move forward in life such as you did with your two Katrinas?
Okay, you say there are some there that may not, and I know it is, that may not even know the Lord or believe in him. The first thing I would tell him is get to know him, because that's where your help coming from, that's where your strength coming from, everything you need, that's where it's coming from. If you can really get to know God, get in your Bible teaching-based church or something, but you need to get to know God. And for those of us that do know him, you need to, every morning you wake up. Every morning I woke up. There were times I didn't want to live after the loss of my son. Every day you get up, you got to talk to God. You got to ask him to help you, to guide you, to keep you, because, as I said, there were days that I really didn't want to live. But you have to keep living. You know, when we lose somebody, we can't die because they've died. We have to keep living, and you got to live with that every day, knowing that that person is not there and they won't be there, and you can't see them no more, and you can't talk to them anymore. You have to keep living, and you got to keep asking God to give you strength every day. Sometimes it'll be days, weeks, months, years, and you won't be over it, but you can get through it. You can get through it, but you got to keep God in the forefront. You have to talk to him every day and ask him to help you, lead and guide you. And that's the only way we're going to make it. And that's the way I made it. That's how I made it. Every day, talking to God, asking him to help me, guide me, because I never imagined, as you say, I had six children. I never imagined losing one. I heard somebody say a while back, you know, parents don't bury children. Children bury parents. But that's not always the case, and especially not.
That's right.
No. I know many parents have buried children. And I just say, if you know the Lord, stick with him. If you don't know him, please get to know him, because that's where your health
awesome.
Coming from, and that's where your strength coming from.
Amen.
There you have it, listeners. And a scripture comes to mind that you can do all things through Christ.
Yes.
Friendship. And if you don't
Absolutely.
Know Christ, and you don't even have a relationship with God, what our special guest is saying on today is going to be impossible for you to get through, to be able to overcome the fear of losing your child. You know, it's not that, you know, people say all the time, I can't tell you about losing a child because I never lost one. I can't tell you about losing a mother because I never lost my mother. My mother is still living, my father, my sister, my brother. Now, 6 months ago, I just lost my mom, my mother, and my father, you know, a couple of years back. But I never knew how hard it was until after I lost my mother. Now, I've experienced losing a grandchild, whether it was a born, stillborn. But to be with your son and your daughter for many years, and have a relationship with them, and then you lose that child. And then, you know, I can imagine how devastating that is to a parent. Now, also, our special guest just said how she overcome and how she was able to gain her strength, because if she didn't know God, she said, and even with her knowing God, she almost lost her mind. I didn't want to live. And she is a child of God. Because
That's but right.
you have to stay connected and you have to stay in prayer. And I'm more than sure that she will
yes.
agree with me that she had to daily stay on her knees and look to the
yes.
help which cometh her help. And her help only came through knowing Christ, through being a child of the King. And we want
yes.
to extend that to our listeners out there on today. Don't think that this is why I'm so blessed that God gave me the title of this talk show, Facing Your Fears. Listeners, we have many, many fears out there we have to face. Many people
oh, yeah.
are still facing fears every day of their life. Now, what inspired me to do the radio show was to talk about a domestic violence where I was a victim of, and I almost lost my life. And God blessed me to be here on today, but the show is not about domestic violence on today. Today, we're talking about Katrina. It don't have to be the storm Katrina, but it could be
That's
some
right.
other Katrina, such as a loss of a child or your mother. Some people have lost their home in a fire and have to
yes.
start over again. That's a
oh,
Katrina.
Yes.
You know, some author wrote the book, My Two Katrina, to expire, to be an inspiration to other people. And in that book, she's describing how she overcome those two Katrinas. She's explaining in her book that God, her daughter, that inspired her to write the book, she must have was talking about this daily to her daughter. I can imagine them. She's telling how she feel or what she was going through. And her daughter said, wow, Mama, you ought to write a story. You ought to write a book about this. This would make
Correct.
An amazing story. And God bless her. She said she's 70 years old. Thank God for letting her be blessed to see her 3 goals in 10. And in
yes.
the year
yes.
that she made 70 years old, God and God gave her the wisdom, the knowledge, and above all, the understanding how to sit and put this story together.
Amen.
To help someone else, such as you, listeners out there, and myself, to know that you too, you can make it if
yes.
you only
yes.
give your life to God. Now, at this time, we're going to yield because we're getting late in the show, and we do want our listeners. Now, I'm waiting for someone to to tune in on this awesome conversation and ask our special guests any questions, or just call in and keep giving her, inspiring her to keep going forward. Maybe she'll write another book after my two Katrinas. And we want to hear from you listeners out there on today. Just press that number one on your phone, and you can join in with our special guest, Mrs. Sarah L. Smith, the author of the awesome book, My Two Katrinas. If you have any questions for the co-host or myself, feel free to press that number one on your phone. At this time, I'm going to yield and let our co-host share some of the experience that they have had there in Miami, Florida, in reference to storms such as Andrew. I think Andrew was one of the tragic storms that hit Miami, and let her share how the people she knows there, her family, herself, how they overcome the tragic when storms have hit there and overtaken the city of Miami.
Such a wonderful talk show this evening, and I truly must say that I am enjoying listening to Sarah L. Smith, the author of My Two Katrinas, listening at her share so beautifully how she overcame some of this and maybe even still dealing with some, because these were some serious Katrinas. So I heard her say that she has 19 great-grandkids. Just, as I was sitting here listening to that, I thought about, I said, wow, have you ever thought about having all, because let me tell you, I have nine. And what I did, I always imagined having them all at one time. When I had six, I did that. Have you ever had the opportunity to have your grandkids all together with you at one time?
Yes, I have, but I didn't have 19 at the time. But I'm looking forward to that time. I really am, because I would like to put something together where I can have them all together at once. I think that would make a great photo and a great memory. I'd love to do that. I'm working on it.
That would be beautiful. Awesome. When you said 19, I thought about it. I have nine, like I said, but at the time I took all of them at one time, I only had six, and that's been something I've been thinking about myself, like getting all nine of my grandkids together and doing something. But these are your great-grandkids, you see.
Yes, great-grand.
Your grandkids. Wow. This is another generation. You are so blessed.
Yes.
Oh, my. So blessed. And I am truly enjoying it and looking forward to getting a copy for myself, my two Katrinas. I can remember with the major hurricane, one of the major hurricanes, when you speak of Katrina, as I thought about that, I couldn't really think of another hurricane that was worse than that. But then I thought of Andrew. And Andrew was pretty devastating. I personally was not in the eye of Andrew. When Andrew first came through, it was stated that we were in the eye. And somewhere along during the night, it made a turn. Instead of going further north, it turned and went south. And it went with a vengeance. And I am just blessed to say, yes, there was quite a few lives that was lost, but my sibling, my brothers, my sisters are in that area, a lot of family members, my mother, my father, my oldest brother were, praise God, they were saved. Their lives were saved by being in a center closet in the middle of the house as the roof and things, you know, lifted off. So I can only imagine from some of the things that I've seen with Katrina, with that water. Your mind would have had to have been on the Lord just to go day by day, and even the more to be separated and continue to press on. That's beyond us as human. It would have to be the Lord to take us through such devastation.
Amen.
Our heart and our mind would have to be fixed on Him, and we would have to continue to press. So I truly am enjoying you, Ms. Smith, and would like to yield this time to you to hear more from you. You have such a beautiful story. I mean, not beautiful in the tests and things that you went through, but how beautiful they created you and how you came out. It's going through tests and trials of life is a learning process. And sometimes those processes are very hard. But the beautiful part is you have such a beautiful accomplishment because you didn't quit. You didn't give up. Even with the tragedy of losing a child, you kept pressing. So your life sings such a beautiful song of keep pressing to the world. Keep going. You know, don't quit. Don't give up. No matter how hot the fire may get, if you just press, you'll come out without any evidence of ever being in. So I just want to yield back to you to allow you to continue to share.
Okay. Well, one of the things, I've heard people discussing the storms, and they said, oh, this was the worst storm, and that's the worst storm. But you know what I find? I find that the worst storm is the one you're in at the time, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a personal storm, because I've had some personal storms, too, that God brought me through. But don't matter what kind of storm it is, the worst one is the one you're in at the time, because the one you're in at the time, that determines if you're going to make it or not. You know, if you're going to make it out or whatever. But, yeah, it's hard. And loss is hard anyway. Yeah, whether you lose a child, a mother, a sister, a brother, anybody that you're close to. When you lose somebody that's close to you, loss is just hard. That's one of the hardest things we have to deal with on this side of heaven. But one of the things I find with loss, I think what's more devastating is that sudden death. Because when my son, he was calling me and talking to me and telling me about places where he went and what he was doing. And then all of a sudden those phone calls stop. Everything stops. You know, sometimes I've heard when people are sick and they're ill and you're kind of expecting that they may not be here longer. But sudden death, it's like you're here today and then all of a sudden you're just gone. I find that sudden death is harder because I've lost some other people. And I found that that sudden death was harder than anything else I've had to experience.
Wow. Thank you so much. I'm going to yield back to Evangelist as I share with the listeners. You are listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show with the host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and myself, Pastor Doris Smith. I yield back to our host. Thank you so much, Ms. Smith.
You're welcome.
All right. There you have it. Also, I wanted, as you were discussing, Ms. Smith, about Hurricane Katrina. I can remember writing in my book, What Faith Can Do, about my mother. She lived in an uptown area where there was no water. No water hit that area during the time of Katrina. But she wanted to go down. We all left. I had left the city of New Orleans. I wanted to ask you that question. Were you still in the city when the water came in? I had you evacuated. But my mom was still left here in the city of New Orleans, and she decided to go down in the night ward, cross Industrial Canal on Tennessee Street where all the water was.
Wow.
And then she decided to go down there to be with her friend. Now, my mom died at the age 87. 6 months ago, so you can imagine she was in her 70s, and she had to be rescued by a helicopter. And I was so concerned. I was
Baton
Rouge, and I saw my mom is left down after my mom cannot swim, and my mom, she's going to be scared. You know, my mom, how she's going to get out? My mom, you know, I was so concerned about her. Being, and I knew because I know when they showed it on the news that they said that the entire Industrial Canal was underwater. And I knew I knew my mom was down there on Tennessee Street. But my mom testified many, many times about how God gave her the strength that I thought she would, that Missionary Williams would be the one that had to give her strength to do whatever they had to do to get up out of that situation. But it was God turning around where Missionary Williams needed my mom to encourage her to get on that helicopter because, you know, she was a heavy set. Well, my mom was heavy set too. And I said, well, mom, how did you get out of there? She said, baby, I just put my purse around my, you know, the strap that you could put around your neck. And she said, I just got on that spring. She called it a spring because it's a little rope that they bring you up on the helicopter. And she said, she was just hollering, you better come on there, Missionary William. Get out of there. come on, get on it. Missionary Williams did not want to get on it because she thought it was brick. And my mama had to be the one that encouraged her. You see, listeners, you never know who's the strongest until something devastating
happens. That's right.
You think you're weak, but God gives you the strength that you need to go through and to carry through, to bring you through whatever situation that you're in. My mama
you
had
sure
faith
do.
On that day, and this is how she
yes.
was able to get out. And then they was on the roof now. They was on the roof. It wasn't inside the house because the water had come up. And I said, Lord, my mama going to be scared of height, all kind of things, because I knew my mama just was going to be in a nervous situation, okay? But that wasn't
mm-hmm.
true. God giving her the strength to give Missionary Williams encourage her to get on that helicopter, and they both were flown out to Texas where they, you know, carried out until it was time for my mom to return back to Mississippi where she died. She stayed there in Brookhaven until God took her home 6 months ago. Also, I know if I would have been over there in over Industrial Canal, I'm afraid of war. Now, I would say what I thought I would have done, but then after I gave God my life and he turned my life over to God, I know that I don't know what I could have done or would have done. But before I received Christ in my life, I would say, well, look, I would have just, I never would have had the strength to get on the roof or to go through the attic
mm-hmm.
or whatever it took. And so many people that I know that was old, they died. They're in the attic. And some died on the roof of the house because it was, you know, they didn't get up there in time enough or get out the water in time enough. And there were
right.
so many people, even after being rescued by boats, they fell over in the water and was gone. So many devastating
wow.
things that happened during the tragic storm of Katrina. But we want to go back into your book because it's getting late in the show now. We want to go back into your book, My Two Katrina, and I want you to go into two topics, titles, that you wrote, a topic in your book, two topics, chapters that you wrote in your book that you care to discuss at this time that we have not yet covered. And that's talking about maybe two topics that you wrote briefly, you know, not discussing the whole book. And I wanted to have time to bring you in to read at least one of your topics, but I don't think we're going to have time for that. But with that being said, if you can read something out of your book that you want our listeners to know, that it would take you at least 5 minutes to do that, you can do so at this time. Or if you just want to discuss it, now is the time for you to do it, Ms. Smith.
Okay. Well, what I did as I did the topics, I put them according to days, the days before the hurricane. And then I topicked some of them the days after the hurricane. And one of the things I wanted to share is that as we all had to relocate. We all did get out, and we all did move. But I was the first one to get to Woodbridge, Virginia. My daughter, I have also a daughter named Katrina, but her name starts with a C, not the K. And she's in the military. She's been in the military for 29 years now. She's an Army person. So what happened is we had all decided that we was going to her house. Now, we in New Orleans, and we decided this in New Orleans. She lived in Woodbridge, Virginia at the time. That's where she was stationed. And so that's where we were headed. And what happened is I was the first one to get there. She got me there. And once she got me there, because I talked to someone on the street and they let me use their cell phone, and I called her and she asked me where I was, and she got me a ticket and she got me to her house. And I know we talked about the topic. How did I come up with the topic? Well, during the time after Anthony passed, my mother and we visited her. I needed time away. I thought that would help, but later I found out it didn't help. I had too much time on my hand to think. But we visited her in Woodbridge. And when we went to church with her, the pastor talked to us after I had lost my son, and he talked to me about that. But after with the hurricane, when we got back there, we went back to the church. And matter of fact, I got there on a Saturday night, and I joined the church that Sunday morning. And when I joined the church, he told the congregation, he said, you got to understand, this lady has been through two Katrinas, because he was talking about the previous one when I lost the son and I came. And then now I'm back after this. And so that's how I came up with the topic of the book, because I had another name, something already in my head. But I think God gave me that. So he said, you got to remember, this lady has been through two Katrinas, Pastor James Murphy in Woodbridge, Virginia. And so he really inspired the name of the book, My Two Katrinas, because as I thought about it and I prayed about it, I said, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good name. And so that's why I went with the My Two Katrinas. And since my daughter is named Katrina, I had someone told me, they said, oh, I thought the book was about your daughter. I said, well, she is in there because she did a lot. She got everybody to her house. That girl got on the computer. She found everybody. My son, whom I separated from, he had hurt his foot. He was in a hospital in Alabama. The others was in Texas. My mama was in Lufkin, Texas, her and my sister. But she got everybody to her house in Woodbridge, Virginia. And she got us all there. And that's where we all met up at again. And now, I don't know what she did, but, you know, she had military friends and she had church members and she had a job. She had so much going on already before we got there. So I know we just really disrupted her life galore. But she got us all there and she got us all situated. And then 3 weeks later, I was talking to my daughter who had, my oldest daughter, she had moved to Arizona. And I was talking to her. And so that's how I ended up in Arizona, in Glendale, Arizona. Now we are all basically back. We're all basically in Arizona. We left, some went here, some went there. But most of us, all of my children are in Arizona now, except my daughter that's in the military. She's stationed in Hawaii. You know, that's where her career is, in the Army. And, you know, after 29 years, she go where they send her. And I'll be so grateful because when she go, I get to go. So God has blessed me. When she travel, I travel. So, that's how the name of the book came about, from Pastor Murphy, because he announced that Sunday.
God bless you. You're still listening to Faith in Your Fears radio talk show with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. Listeners, you still have time to get in on this amazing conversation. Time is drawing near to the closing, but you still have time to call in and join in with our special guest on today and the co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. You too can call in and join in and have a conversation with the author of the book, My Two Katrinas. Remember, listeners, we are talking about life, love, death, tragic memories, and lost on today. And I know many of you listeners out there can attest to what Ms. Smith talking about. I know I can, because Ms. Smith, during the time that I was in Baton Rouge, I didn't know where any of my family was. My children, my grandchildren, but I didn't have any grandkids because I had just lost my grandson in 2004. He was born stillborn. And Katrina hit 2005. Just before, you know, Katrina, I had lost my grandson, but he was born stillborn, but it's still a loss of a child, you know.
Yes.
My daughter had to carry full time and bring it just like it was a child that was going to be with us, you know. And then she took a nervous breakdown, because just imagine you carrying a dead baby for two more months before birth, you know, before bringing it to the world, knowing that the baby that you carry is dead on the inside of you. But my daughter, she's strong, and God has blessed her to not to have any bad aftermath. And then, as a matter of fact, before I, you know, let me share this, have a minute to share this. When I was shot back in the year 1990, stabbed an inch from my heart, and my baby daughter was just 6 years old, and this is the same 6 years old I'm talking about that lost a child and had to carry a baby. So she went to devastating experiences in her life as well, because she was the one that had to stay with me while the 9 years old was left to go next door to the neighbors and ask the neighbors to call 911 because their mother had been shot and to call an ambulance for her. So my daughters were 9, my oldest daughter was 9, and my baby daughter was 6. So that's why I said, this topic, I'm more than sure, and I'm sort of surprised we have a studio full of listeners on today, Ms. Smith, and I'm surprised no one has pressed that number one to join in on the conversation. But nevertheless, they probably and could attest to some of the things that we are discussing on the show today. So I was saying, I was in Baton Rouge, and I didn't know where my family was. Now, how I found out where my sister was and where other relatives was, they had a synagogue, a church there in Baton Rouge, where you go and they were helping the Katrina victims and find places to stay and get whatever they needed to survive. And there were my sister. So I was happy. We were so happy to see one. And I said, that's my sister, Dolores.
Oh, yeah.
And I only had one sister, but she's gone on home to glory. And then I, my cousin, my first cousin who was very, very close, she was there. So we were happy to see, you know, that we all was all right. Now, we were so happy to see our family until our clothes and what we had lost and left back here in New Orleans. I don't think it really had really hit us at that time because we were so concerned about who were living, whether our family, whether our loved ones made it out the city of New Orleans and where they were, you know. And then when after we found everybody, that's when we had to, you know, you can attest to this as well. We had to then the thought come in I lost a $30,000 mink, and I wrote about that in my book, Ms. Smith, about my mink. And I said, Lord, I said, I know I will never be able to get another $30,000 mink, but that mink, to me at that time, was just like a penny. It wasn't even worth, you know, I wasn't thinking about the value of it. What was a blessing to me was my life, that God had was sparing me and blessed me to get out the city of New Orleans, and my children were saved, my mom was saved, my brothers and sisters, my siblings, you know, so that meant a lot to me at that time. So I'm going to yield here because we do have a caller that wants to say something and join in on our conversation. I'm going to yield here because we have a couple of minutes to bring them in and let them join in on the show. All right, caller with number, error code 623, last four digits, 3457. You are on the air.
Hi, my name is Corinthia. I'm Sarah's daughter.
God bless you. God bless you. Good to hear from you.
I was just calling to let her know that I'm very, very proud of her. And one of the things I thought that she would share about her story was the time from 7 a.m., I believe about 7 a.m. that morning until about 4 or 5 p.m. that evening that they were in the water. And they didn't have an attic where you can pull the stairs down so they can go up. So when I got ready to leave, I thought that my mother and my entire family that was there had died. But what I found out is they had more strength than I realized. My mother and my grandmother, my brothers and my brother's wife, my grandmother had 3 beams on our house, and it was wrought iron. And as the water went up, they were able to go up with the water on the wrought iron. And during that time, they sat in water. And my mother stated to me that she said there was a house across the street, and the water just continued to rise. And she said, I just kept calling every scripture I knew. And she said, and before she knew it, the water was getting to the point where it was about to go above her nose. And she said, and immediately the water ceased. And she said, God, I know you care if we perish. And that's when the water ceased. And at that time, when the water ceased, from that time on, from 7 a.m., I believe the time, I'm not sure about the time, but until 4 p.m. that evening, they were in water up to their nose. And that's the amount of time that they were in the water. And during that time, she watched my grandmother. My brother was holding my my grandmother, who was 79 at the time, holding him up on one knee. And she kept watching them go under. And she kept saying, "Lord, please let them come back. Please don't let them die." And so there was a guy across the street, and he came out about 4 that evening, and he said, "Mama, I didn't know y'all was outside. I didn't know y'all was out there." And then he swam across. He swam across to them, and the Lord sent a door in the water, and he put my grandmother on that door and brought her to the 1-2-story house that was across the street. And then from there, the rest of my family was saved from a tire, and he sent the tire in the water, and he was able to save my mother, who is the author of this, my 2 Katrinas, and her entire family that was with her, over to that 2-story house. And she didn't say that part, but that was the part for me that was so crucial, because it was, that was the saving part of the whole thing,
yes,
you know.
Right.
And then after that,
yes,
they were able to, you know, have other cars, I mean cars, boats come through and bring them to other spots. But that person,
mm-hmm,
and I think his name is DeBron, and he saved my family, and I'm grateful to God for him.
Yes,
and
Lord.
having the, and just knowing, I mean, once you see all the water, you can just say, "Oh, they're over there. I'm good. I'm going to stay over here." But he took the initiative to save somebody else's life. And when I got on the plane, I was told my family was alive, because I thought they all had died. So,
my God.
Yes, Lord.
Mommy, left that part out.
That's so awesome. In the studio with us, daughter, you can be in the studio with us for the last couple of minutes that we're on here. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to come back and share some more, at least a couple of seconds to share, to talk some more on the show. But listen, you're still tuned into Fixing Your Fears Radio Talk Show with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host Pastor Doris Smith out of Florida. Listen, I have to take a yield back for a split second to go back to my co-host, and we only have like maybe 4 minutes left in the show, co-host, to see if anything else that you want to say to our special guest on the day. And listen, listeners, I mean, this conversation here about Katrina and we're going to do part 2 of my 2 Katrinas and bring our daughter back in the studio with her to discuss my 2 Katrinas, because we have a lot of people out there who was in Katrina that have not written a book about their experience with the tragic storm Katrina, and there are people there in Miami that maybe want to call in and discuss their experience with Hurricane Andrew and other devastating storms. And then we're going to bring our author, my 2 Katrinas, back. And by then, my co-host and myself would probably have a copy of my 2 Katrinas where we could go in more details with her about this awesome book, this amazing book that she had written. And I noticed, I heard your daughter say that someone had brought a tire or pushed a tire out there in the water to that in your life. And say, we're going to say that was an angel. You know, God has a way of bringing us through the storms. You know, it seemed like it was just a tire. But we're going to be like, I'm going to relate that to there was nobody but God that has sent an angel to rescue
and
your family. We're so very happy and you're all excited to have you on our show on today. And we only have 2 minutes left in the show. And I think that's going to be just enough time for our closing prayer by our co-host. We want to thank your daughter for joining in on the show on today. We certainly want to thank our special guest, the author of the book, My 2 Katrinas. I'm going to talk with her shortly after the show. And we're going to bring her back on a possibility would be next week if she can come back on the show, and we're going to continue talking about my 2 Katrinas, because I think this is an awesome topic for today, and I know that our listeners out there, they have not gotten a copy of the book My 2 Katrinas. At this time, we're going to yield and let her briefly, we have 1 minute left in the show, give you some information on how to contact her to order your copy of My Two Katrinas. Ms. Smith, very short.
Okay. Right now you can get it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And I encourage you to get it because it will tell you about how God blessed us. And you never know, it might be a part in there just for you that will help you through whatever it is that you are going through.
God bless you. Listeners, we don't even have time for our closing prayer. We want to thank God for the show on today. We definitely will bring our special guest back again next week if she's available. I want to thank you for tuning in on today's show. I want to thank my co-host, Pastor Zora Smith out of Miami, Florida. Thank the young lady that called in, our special guest daughter that shared that awesome story, a part of the book of My Two Katrinas that she could remember. She thought her mother would share. She did call in and she shared that with us. We just want to thank all of our listeners on today. And remember, you can be a guest on Facebook if you can connect with us. By going to our Facebook page, Facing Your Fears, on Facebook, What Faith Can Do, which is the title of my book. You can contact me or you can simply email me at Norma_Shepman@yahoo.com. And my co-hosts do have an inspirational prayer line, and I'm so sorry she's not able to get in today, how you can contact her, but you can contact her on Facebook under Doris Smith. God bless all of you, and thank you for tuning in on today's show. Goodbye now.
Thank you.